Britain and its economy mourn a monarch. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The United Kingdom and the world are reflecting on the life and memory of the world's longest reigning monarch, Queen Elizabeth. Britain's royal family is in an official period of mourning that will continue until 7 days after the funeral of the Queen. That date has not yet been confirmed. Many businesses in the UK are also changing their plans for the coming days, as the BBC's Theo Leggett explains.
The United Kingdom is a country in mourning, as preparations are made for the late Queen to lie in state in Westminster Hall. Events across the country have already been postponed or cancelled as a mark of respect. They include horse racing meetings, a major golfing tournament, and an international cricket match. Trades unions have called off planned industrial action, meaning that a postal strike and a series of planned stoppages on rail networks later this month will not go ahead. The day of the funeral is expected to be a public holiday, meaning that schools and many businesses will be closed, although this has not yet been confirmed. For the moment, the late Queen's image will remain a part of daily life, on banknotes, coins and stamps, while passports issued in her name will still be valid. But eventually, and once the mourning process is over, her portrait will be gradually replaced by that of the new monarch, King Charles III, as the United Kingdom heads into a new era. In London, I'm the BBC's Theo Leggett for Marketplace.
And we have more on the legacy of Queen Elizabeth and the evolution of the Commonwealth that she presided over from our editorial partners at the BBC. You can find that on the Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed. All right, let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 1.7%. Dow, S&P and NASDAQ futures are also up in the 0.8 to 1.2% range, with the Dow future up 256 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 3.247%. President Biden is visiting Ohio today to attend the groundbreaking of an Intel chip factory. The Bipartisan CHIPS Act included subsidies and incentives for more manufacturing of computer chips in the U.S. Intel is spending $20 billion on the plant. It's being hailed by politicians on both sides of the aisle. Intel stock is up 0.9% in pre-market trading.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
A recent poll from the research firm Gallup finds half of U.S. workers fall into the category of so-called quiet quitters. This is the polarizing term that essentially means not taking your job too seriously. It's controversial because it's interpreted differently. Some take it to mean setting healthy work-life boundaries. Others take it to mean doing the absolute bare minimum and not taking pride in one's work. However you interpret it, it has sparked a conversation about burnout. Jennifer Moss is a writer and author of The Burnout Epidemic, The Rise of Chronic Stress and How We Can Fix It. She joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What about the world right now has us talking about quiet quitting and burnout, especially now?
Well, you know, I started writing the book around burnout long before the pandemic and kind of waving my hands to say, here, we've got this big problem. We should be paying attention to it. And the pandemic, you know, like any other crisis, just tends to exacerbate those existing issues. But we've been watching disengagement, really, is what quiet quitting is disengagement. We've been seeing that as a major trend for a long time. Gallup talked about this pre-pandemic and said there was only about 20% of the workforce that was engaged. So here we we are just in this high level of disengagement after a very difficult and challenging period in the workforce.
That level of disengagement, Gallup reported, increased in the second half of 2021. And it's the same time as we're seeing things like increases in union petitions, lots of resignations. Is part of this the fact that we have a very strong labor market, so we don't have to be desperate, unhappy, and servile in our jobs?
That is a big part of it. People have decided that life is maybe more important than they recognized or appreciated before. And so they've left, they've quit, and that has changed the demand. And we have more, you know, opportunity for change and new opportunities than allow us to have that flexibility of saying, you know, I want this in my current role. And if you don't give it to me, I will leave. And that has precipitated, again, this not just people resigning the great resignation, but people having work to rule mindset inside of their organizations. This is a revelatory moment. And so employers, because they have sort of pushed that loyalty for a long time, now have to be accountable to it.
I mean, what should a company do about it if they think they're not getting the most out of their employees or not enough? What do you do?
One of the reasons why we're seeing the great resignation in the Microsoft Trends data is sort of reinforces this is that people aren't leaving for more pay. The reason why they were quitting was workload and lack of empathy from their employers were the two top reasons. And so what employers need to gain from that is that workload was unsustainable. So the first thing that they need to do is assess, you know, is this a time to have growth at all costs? Is it innovate or die mentality right now? What is sustainable? So understanding that it's a bottom line issue, saying, okay, how am I going to make this more sustainable? Take a pause in what you think is your strategic objective. And if sustaining your workforce is one, then we need to have right to disconnect laws. We need to have guidelines around, you know, how much people are working and what is reasonable and sustainable. We need to be considering that people in our workforce want us to care about them. And that means more upstream interventions around preventing burnout, increasing mental health and well-being, and analyzing what to do to help support those people who are very tired.
Jennifer Moss is author of The Burnout Epidemic. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Our digital producer is Redmond Caralipio. Our engineers are Jessen Dueler and Brian Allison. And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.